Today we begin our Lenten journey and with Ash Wednesday. And this is a time of, obviously for us, it is a time of spiritual renewal, of prayer, fasting, in order to prepare our hearts for the great solemnity that is to come of Easter. And as we think about that and those three traditional practices that we read about in the gospel of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, in light of that, one of the things that is important for us to remember is that those external practices are meant to really reflect the internal practices or the internal dispositions of our heart. And so that's when I was reflecting on today's reading that the part that really stood out to me was from the reading from the book of the prophet Joel. And he says, "Even now, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning." But then this is the part, this is the verse here. "Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God." And so for the Jews, it's interesting. They have this tradition of rending the garments. Probably the most famous example is when Jesus declares himself to be the Christ, and the high priest, he rends his garment. And but if you go back into the Old Testament, there's all kinds of examples of rending the garments. And for the Jews, the rending of the garment was an expression of grief and sometimes even of anger, especially when you it's done oftentimes in reference to when somebody dies. For example, one of the first examples you see of Jacob when he gets the news that his son Joseph, they bring the cloth, his brothers bring the cloth and said that he was killed by a wild beast. What does Jacob do? He tears his garment. He rends his garment as a sign of the grief of this something that has been, this life that he believes has been destroyed. And so this expression of, again, of tearing the garment, it's meant to be this visible sign of the heart being rent open and being poured out. Have you ever experienced in life that, you know, when somebody's died, it just hurts in your heart? Or when you've had a, you know, we talk about having a broken heart, a heart that is rent open, it's torn open, and it is, you know, it's very, very painful. And so he says, rend your hearts and not your garments. So what this external visible sign is meant to be is really, it's a sign of what is happening internally. So if we're rending our garments, but not our heart, and our hearts are not sorrowing at our, being sorrowful at our sin, are not grieving over the sins that we've committed and grieving over the sins that that other people have committed, the prophet is saying to us, you know, that we've got it all backwards. That this is just the visible manifestation of what is meant to be. Rend your hearts. Return to the Lord with your whole heart. Rend your heart, right, and not your garments. And so for us, we want to think about what is that? What does that look like for us? And for us, it's first of all taking stock of our sin. And thinking about not just, you know, what do I think of it as right or wrong, but what does the Bible tell us about what is right and what is wrong, what is sinful? Do we listen to the church? And the church has been, Jesus has given us, I said to Peter, you're the rock. Upon this rock I will build my church. So he's given this church as a teaching authority for us to learn and to know and to find out what is good and what is not good. What is true and what is not true? What is sinful and what is not sinful? And so when we can start to learn and to understand what is sinful and what is not sinful, then we can have that sorrow for sin and that repentance. Because when we grieve, not only are we called to grieve our sins and be sorry for our sins, but then that grief and that rending of our heart calls us then to conversion. To turn away from that sin and that evil that we've done, because we don't want to offend someone we love. We don't want to offend Jesus, who loves us more than anyone. So we don't want to do anything that would be offensive or hurtful to him. And so we grieve at what we've done. You know, sometimes it's through ignorance. Sometimes it's through, sometimes it's through our own fault. Sometimes it's through, there's a lot of different ways. But whatever it is, we want to leave that sin behind. We want to grieve that, to rend our heart. And so Jesus, the prophet Joel tells us today, rend your hearts and not your garments. So let us really reflect on our, as we begin our Lenten journey, let's really reflect on our lives and see what are the things in our lives that are sinful. What are the things that we need to leave behind? What are the things that we need to grieve? And as we grieve, as we experience that sorrow for our sins, let us turn back to the Lord and to His mercy. As we turn to Him, we know that He will heal that heart that has been rent, that heart that is broken by sin. And as we are healed through the mercy of God, we will ultimately then be able to celebrate and to live always in His love.